you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then possibly you're listening to us here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 streaming for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you take us in, we appreciate it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hello, America. Hello. Greetings and salutations.
What's going on? A nice, it's a lovely brisk day here in Los Angeles, California. Not brisk. It's like 68.
Yeah, it's
brisk.
In Chicago, you'd be outside tanning, applying suntan lotion to your pale white Irish skin.
Right. My nephew said it's like 10 degrees. Oh, where he's at in Indiana. I don't miss that. He sent me a picture of, it's really, he lives out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's very pretty,
pretty and snowy. Cool.
Yeah, but it's got that weird, you could just see it in the picture. It's got that just cold as fucking Jack Frost's balls look to it where I don't miss that. Frankly, I don't miss that shit.
I don't miss it either. I remember my last
You were there recently.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. It was chilly, but not Chicago chilly. It was nice and fall-like.
Right.
It wasn't like February. That's the worst month in Chicago. It's February. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, late January, February, horrible. Although, August it can be kind of rough when it's really disgustingly warm and humid. It's not the heat, it's the humidity, right?
Not the heat, it's the humidity.
I hate that.
Oh, cool. Somebody put a fiction sticker on another Bible, I see.
Oh, go to, that's an old story, but it's so funny.
Go to crabdiving.com. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of stuff that we talk about here on the show, stuff that we don't get to.
Yeah.
Memes and videos.
Meme.
And shit, lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my.
Fuck you.
And tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
That's right, baby.
And you can, we'll keep our eyes peeled on that.
My brother, by the way, texted me. He said he enjoyed the show. However, there was one part where he said he had to throw up for some reason because of a story we were talking about. I think it was the whole, like, scrotal squeeze stuff about the Paralympians.
Was it?
Was it that gross?
I don't think it was that gross. I thought we've talked about much grosser.
For those of you that might not have heard, I believe that was Thursday's show.
Crabdiving.com.
Paralympians are no longer allowed to,
I guess they smash their sacks before they go out.
Because they don't have any feeling down there.
Yeah, it oddly creates some weird endorphin / hormone rush or something. I don't know. But
a burst of adrenaline.
Yeah, it's like doping.
Yeah. Why is that illegal? How is that any different than like working out your biceps or doing push-ups?
Performance enhancement.
Well, it's all performance enhancement. Exercise, you could say, is performance enhancement. Mm-hmm. So I'm not allowed to squeeze my nuts?
I guess they don't want any unfair advantages.
Well, just let everybody squeeze their nuts.
What about the poor Paralympians who don't have nuts?
Well, I don't know. Put them in a different league.
the nutless league.
The nutless league.
Well, speaking of nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus,
Chicago's going to go nuts.
Oh, yeah. And
that's going to be bad.
All we've been able to talk about, I mean, I guess maybe something slightly different. Now we could talk about the hate-filled racists here in the United States instead of the hate-filled xenophobes for 5 minutes. What's going on in Chicago is it's going to be interesting. I guess they're indicting.
They're going to riot there. That's all there is to that. I mean, the video's not out right. It's not out yet.
Tomorrow, I believe, is when they are going to release the video.
I put a picture up from an article from the USA Today, and it has the autopsy report.
Right.
It has where all the bullets went in that kid.
Yes. 16-year-old. It's Laquan. I can't find his last name. I remember it's Laquan. Whoa. A white Chicago police officer who a squad car dash cam video showed fatally shooting an African-American teenager 16 times.
Holy shit.
16 times.
I mean, even if you
Laquan McDonald, 17 years old.
If you just count to 16, that takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you shoot a human being 16 times?
There's one attorney who has seen the video and said that he's shot once and he falls to the ground and that you could just see his body jerking and puffs of smoke coming up as the rest of the shots were hitting him. And I guess it takes 15 or 16 seconds or something like that for the total shooting to happen. It's not like bang, bang. And he's down. Count to 16. Go 1-1,000, 2-1,000, and think about 16 seconds of bullets flying into your body.
I know,
and that's what happened.
I know, as a people and stuff, when shit like this happens, you're not supposed to riot and burn shit to the ground, but...
Well, but they've already settled.
My God.
They already settled with the family, right? In April, the city council approved a $5 million settlement. The council voted. So they must have shown the city council members that video and they were like, oh my God.
We got to pay.
We got it. Yeah. And I think that's the most that's ever been paid out for something like that.
It's disgusting.
And listen to the police union.
Ugh.
At first he said he shot him once or something like that. Once in the chest was the cop's first. I don't know. How do you cover that up?
I don't know.
How do you cover up 15 more holes in a 17-year-old kid?
I don't know. Why?
Ugh. Listen, this police union official said shortly after the incident that McDonald, who had PCP in his system at the time of his death, and that he was acting erratically. And Officer Van Dyke felt his life was in jeopardy.
Okay. And the autopsy shows that the guy was far away from him.
The video shows that he was like halfway across the street when the guy, nothing adds up to what the police said.
Was he armed?
And a knife.
A knife.
He did have a knife and he was acting kind of, he might've had PCP, might've been going a little crazy.
Why didn't they tase him?
That's not a death penalty offense.
No.
Last I checked.
Why didn't they fucking tase the guy? Why did they have to fucking shoot him 16 times?
I don't know. Well, why even tase him? Somehow, for some reason, in other parts of the world where they don't use guns as much, the police are able to subdue people like this. I saw another video recently from Britain.
Hello.
Where, they very politely brought a guy down. Was waving, I think, a machete or something like that. He's
Holy
waving
fuck.
A machete and swinging it at the officers. And they still managed to get him and bring him down using like pepper spray and stuff without a bullet flying, without a club being swung, without anything. But you've got these roided up hyper masculine lunatics that are on our police forces here.
And also there's this fucking myth that. The cities are just filled. It's filled with like evil black people that are going to come at you from any dark corner and just stab you to death or something.
And it's the fucked up police culture of the dehumanization of people.
Dude, imagine
the people they're supposed to be protecting. Look what they did to them in fucking Ferguson.
No, yeah. No video. Imagine how this would be without a video.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, would this kid even get justice? I mean, you can't get justice for this, but would we even know about this story?
Well, yeah, this is just the tip of the evil fucking cock. And can you imagine?
Can you imagine the shaft?
We've said this before, crabdiving.com. We've said this a bunch of times before. And just imagine, the black people have been screaming this to us for, you know, I don't know, since the 1860s, that this is happening to them. And then finally in the 1960s, we were like, oh, yeah, maybe you should be able to vote and shit. And then now it's but on the streets, it doesn't seem to be any better.
See, politicians and lawmakers should be screaming what you just said. Okay, now we understand this has been going on for years. We have all. Now, we didn't believe you, but now it's on camera. This is how it's been. We get it. We understand. We have to do something to fucking fix it. But we don't ever hear that.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know the city council awarded the family all that money, but I just feel like the message from someone in authority needs to be that, God, we understand this has been this way for years. We don't know how we're going to fix it, but we're doing something. We're doing something to fucking fix this. What is it? Institutionalized racism?
Oh, yeah. Cultural. Endemic racism.
I mean, it's almost funny. It's insane. It's like, it's a force of people that are supposed to protect people that don't see the people they're protecting as fucking people.
Right.
It's a fucking...
Well, not the black ones.
Joke. Right.
Not the brown ones.
No. Not the poor ones.
And then they blame, because they're in a high poverty, high crime area, they blame the color of the people's skin. Right? And all you got to do is, I knew a guy who was a sheriff in Texas, fucking Texas.
Oh, shit.
In a suburb of Fort Worth.
Eat my dick.
And, you know, I think that guy was more afraid of the lunatic meth head white crazies than he was of the black people that were in town.
Yeah, totally, dude.
So it's the poverty that creates the crime.
Rednecks are terrifying. I mean, that's the truth.
But what I'm saying is, if you go to the hills of West Virginia, you're going to find as much killing and cheating and robbing, right? As you will percentage wise in the inner city.
You know the difference is nobody's gonna hear you scream, right? Boy, oh shit, I think the fucking rural areas are scarier than, you know, that place where my youngest brother and I were broke down in the middle of Texas,
Ira Ann,
that little fucking methy tiny little town, much more terrifying than any neighborhood in LA. I don't give a shit.
My old boss.
I mean,
one of my old bosses just found me on Facebook. I had posted a picture on the Instagram and on Facebook of just some mural art here in Koreatown, yes. US of A. And she responded. She moved out east, you know, pristine white, lily white Northeast. And she left me a message today. She's like, Patrick, what the hell are you doing living in the hood? All caps. Hood. Because in LA, unless you want to pay $2,000 a month for a 400 square foot studio, maybe you got to be a little hoodish.
Oh, yeah.
A little hoodie.
All right.
This is a report out of Chicago with what's been going on. You just got to hear an addition, more shenanigans. See, this is why there's going to be rioting. Now, I think they're going to indict the cop for murder.
Okay.
They've already paid the family $5 million. Not enough. I mean, how do you replace a human?
I wonder if the family can sue that cop civilly.
I don't know. That might be one of those shield laws.
Oh, great.
Might, I don't know.
What about the law to shield that kid that got shot 16 fucking times? God.
So just listen to this police news report from Chicago. And you talk about shenanigans. Here
in Chicago is expected to decide soon if the court will.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong thing. Oh, you know what? Intercourse you USA Today.
What? Intercourse?
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, okay.
Here
I
we
see.
Go.
Camera located near where Chicago police officers deleted footage from a security camera located near where 17-year-old Laquan McDonald was shot and killed.
So not only did they just lie after they killed this person, but then apparently, listen, some cop shows up later. And you know how everywhere has security footage and
yes,
cameras.
Sure.
They canvassed the area. They found where the cameras were aimed. And they went and deleted.
How many people were involved in that shit?
Right.
86 minutes of video is missing from the night. A single officer shot McDonald 16 times.
According to a district manager for Burger King, police entered one of their restaurants not long after the shooting and erased footage from the company's security cameras.
Oh.
We had no idea they were going to sit there and delete the files, Jay Darshane.
Jay Darshane, one of the district managers. So the cops came in.
Yeah.
They said, we want to look at your footage.
Right.
They said, okay. And the cops sat there and deleted it.
Oh, wow. I mean, what are you supposed to do if you're a manager at Burger King and a couple of law enforcement officers come in and like show me your videos?
Right.
You're supposed to say, hey, don't delete that?
Well, jail.
What, do you stand up to them?
Why are we hesitating to arrest and jail whatever cop showed up? And it deleted the footage. Officer Dickwad.
I don't know.
Why is he not being hauled off to jail for destruction of evidence?
Yeah. Tampering
whatever.
Or some bullshit.
Obstruction of justice, whatever.
I mean, in a bunch of... It sounds like they canvassed. Were there a bunch of people involved in this cover-up?
Well, of course. They had to cover up there for their homie.
God, every protection is afforded these cops. You know? And
right?
Yes, they have a dangerous job. But nothing, no protection for that kid. Not one fucking thing. They shot him to death. Imagine his fucking death. It's horrible.
And you know, of course, the assholes on the right.
Oh,
he was coming at him with a knife.
God, why? If the kid had been white,
coming at him with a knife, he was a raging animal.
Yeah,
a demon. Right.
Yeah. I mean, what if the kid would have been white and on PCP and being crazy? What do you think would have happened? Tase?
Probably.
Maybe not. Maybe not even that. He's a white kid.
And that's why when the idiots are like, there's no racism. If it was a white kid, they would have shot him too. No, no. The numbers do not show that at all.
That's just
bullshit. So tomorrow they're supposed to release the video of Laquan McDonald's murder.
Right.
And I mean, that's why people are going to be pissed because... Not because they haven't arrested the cop. Well, there's also I've forgotten the name. Freddie Gray?
No, Freddie Gray.
Freddie Gray was in the back of the...
In Baltimore, right?
Right. Well, that
Eric,
too.
Eric Garner was in New York.
Who's Ohio? The one that was shot in the back as he was running away. Isn't this horrible? But there's too many of them to remember.
Stupid
names.
Ass fucking university
so that,
cop.
That cop was arrested.
Oh, okay.
And charged with murder, which took like 10 days. This has taken 400 days.
But this is Chicago.
And they have a video that they're saying the lawyer for the cop.
Yeah.
The murderer. The alleged murderer is saying, well, when they released this, you know, there's a lot of circumstances when you see this video, you can't rush to judgment. Can't rush to judgment. He knows.
Oh, shit.
That the video makes his.
It's going to be bad.
Client
baby.
Look like a fucking asshole murderer.
Can you fry people in Chicago or no?
I don't think they have the death penalty anymore. Didn't one of the governors not too long ago, governors get rid of the death penalty? Ryan.
You know, I'm totally...
Before he went to jail.
Yeah. I'm against the death penalty, but damn, if they happen to still have it, it might help if they go ahead and do this in the city square in front of everybody. Maybe it'll help. We're supposed to be better than that. We are! We're supposed to be better than that, but we're not. What are you supposed to tell a community? You see, it's like one thing after the other. It's just not getting better.
And how are black people? I said these people. How are these people? How are black people supposed to not get be enraged when the first thing that happens after one of them is killed on the street is that the system figures out how to protect the killer of that said person instead of the person who's laying down.
I think as a white guy, I don't think you can properly empathize with how the black community feels.
No, I don't,
with all
no,
this
never.
Fucking cop violence. So I don't know, I don't know what we should expect from this fucking protest, you know? And I don't know what's going to happen when they release that video. It's fucking horrible. It's a police force shooting the people they're supposed to protect to death. How is a society supposed to react to that in a calm, collected manner? I mean, that's the kind of shit you see that. You want to set your hair on fire and run around. Go nuts.
Yet on Drudge, they'll be thrilled. They'll have every picture they can of any kind of social unrest in Chicago. Look at, they're rioting. They're burning Chicago down.
I mean, and the truth is, the cops don't see black people as people.
Right.
And I know that's a generalization, but fuck it. They earn that. They earn that.
Right.
Now they have to unearn it. I don't know what they do.
Lots of assholery.
Oh, yeah. It's just depressing.
Oh, wait. Did we finish that video of this? No, we didn't. Here we go.
Chicago police officers deleted footage from a security camera located near where 17-year-old Laquan McDonald was shot and killed.
86 minutes of video is missing from the night. A single officer shot McDonald 16 times.
According to a district manager for Burger King, police...
we did listen to the whole thing. Meanwhile, what kind of gun does he have that has 16 bullets in it?
Oh, I don't know. Don't they just have a...
Well, what kind of high-capacity magazine is the Popo running around with?
Right. They need all the... Look at... They need to be protected.
Really? I'm trying to think what kind of... I mean, unless he had a...
God damn it!
I'm trying to think what kind of gun he had.
The fucking Brits, the cops in England, don't have guns. But yet, guess what? There's all these travel advisories.
And don't want them.
Right. ISIS is blowing shit up all over Europe. Police force is not armed over there.
I saw an article recently. The police... In Britain, still don't, they don't want guns.
I mean, you know.
Their people don't have guns.
Yeah. Our society doesn't make any fucking sense. We've got all this money. We've got so many smart people in this country, but we're so fucking violent and bloodthirsty. We're armed, shooting people to death. We should not be behaving like this. It shouldn't be this fucking violent. We're like little babies.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, God. Fuck you. Little fucking babies. We don't want to take in any refugees. We don't want to take any refugees because we're worried about what they will do if we let them here. But yet we've got cops that are supposed to protect us shooting us to death. But it doesn't fucking matter because those are black people getting shot.
Exactly.
White people in droves.
I guess we can see what's going on in the head. I don't even think that's the headlines. I think we got some World War III brewing.
Oh, shit. Oh, I saw that. All that shit in Turkey.
Over on the other side of the world.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 24th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy!
Sure enough, says powder keg turkey shoots down Russian fighter. And we don't mean a turkey.
Right.
In preemptive retaliation for all of the slaughter of his brethren in the next couple of days.
Release the turkeys.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Tweet in if you know the reference that vile experience just made at crab diving.
Putin. Uncle Nipples.
Oh, yes.
accuses Turkey of backing ISIS.
Hand me my ice cubes.
Come on. After it downs Russian warplane in Syria. What happened was a Russian Marine was killed. Another Russian Marine was killed during a search and rescue for the pilots.
Oh, shit.
There's all kinds of shit going on there.
My God.
So they're saying Turkey says that the Russian fighter drifted into its territory 10 times despite being warned off repeatedly. And that they followed the rules of engagement. I guess we have somewhat civilized rules of how we're going to kill each other that we've agreed to somewhere. And they followed those rules.
Not for the cops in Chicago. You don't really have that. But
it says, in line with the military rules of engagement, the Turkish authorities repeatedly warned an unidentified aircraft that were 15 kilometers or less away from the border. They kept crossing, and they finally shot it down.
Wow.
It's kind of one of the things we've been worried about with Russia and us and all kinds of other players involved in that area flying around.
We don't know. Anything could happen, right? I mean, they could start a bunch of shenanigans.
Right. And now Uncle Nipples is accusing them of being in with ISIS or something when they're fighting ISIS.
God, if only we were a couple of years into the future, deep into the presidency of Trump. If only he were here to steer our country.
Oh, yes.
This tough time.
Gonna be fabulous. It's gonna be great.
I'm good friends with Putin. He's a great guy.
The Uncle Nipples says that Turkey's downing of his fighter jet will have, quote, serious consequences on Russian-Turkey relations.
No.
He's not, they're not amping everything up right now. I think he knows exactly what went on.
Right.
Probably has to try to save face and scream and yell that he's all butthurt and everything when it was his plane's fuck-ups.
Were they fucking around with the Turkish people?
Don't know.
Was that fighter pilot was like, he was just teasing them or egging them on? I mean, because he was flying in and out of their airspace. Is that right?
In and out of Turkey, yeah.
horrible, man. Oh, God. Could you imagine being shot down in a fucking fighter plane? What's that like? Shitty.
Well, there is a video of it, of the plane, they say, going down.
Oh, my God.
And it says you could see two parachutes. The whereabouts and condition of both Russian pilots remains uncertain. There are multiple conflicting accounts circulating. There's one video that says it was a Syrian rebel who put up a video allegedly of one of the pilots laying bloody on the ground.
No shit.
We don't know if it's real. Some other local Turkmen fighters are saying they caught and shot both pilots.
Oh my God.
Turkey has expressed concern for the Turkmen, a Sunni Muslim minority that oppose Assad. And these are some of the ones that the Russian and Syrian regime are currently bombing, because Uncle Nipples ain't exactly he's not helping that much. He's helping Assad.
Right.
With the bombing. He keeps saying, we're bombing ISIS, but no, he's bombing the people that are fighting Assad.
Okay.
Of which ISIS is one, but he's not bombing their locations. He's bombing these Syrian rebel groups had been backing before.
Do you think any of the GOP candidates could articulate what you just said? Could explain it?
Probably. Well,
Ben Carson?
No, it depends.
He thinks China.
It depends on the candidates, yeah.
Who thought China was in right. ISISville, USA, yeah. Or wherever the fuck they were?
They probably found a shirt somewhere in Syria. Syria, it says Made in China.
The
and
Chinese
he's like,
are here.
Look, I think the Chinese are here. I think they're, deep in the...
Deep. Is that Ben Carson?
It's an attempt. An attempt.
I think the problem with that impression is it's too energetic.
Is it? So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is the end of the world. I'm sure the Drudge report.
Black paper, we're going to start rioting tomorrow in Chicago.
Nope, Turkey.
Oh, really?
Turkey downs Russian airplane.
Oh, shit.
U.S.-backed rebels down Russian helicopter.
Fuck you.
It says the anti-tank gun used was an American one, allegedly.
Oh, boy.
So there's all kinds of different stories.
Isn't it nuts that people that are fighting against us can shoot at us with fucking shit that was made over here that we sold?
Well, that's part of the problem, right?
Is that we stupid?
Especially, was it Mosul, that city that there were thousands of Iraqi troops with our shit in Mosul, like our equipment, our training, our and
what the fuck,
hundreds.
Man?
They left Mosul because they were afraid of hundreds of ISIS.
Oh my God!
So it wasn't. ISIS crows about this. They're like, look, a couple hundred men took an entire city from 10,000 troops. But it was because it's that Sunni Shia thing. And they were like, fuck it. Why should we fight for the Iraqi regime when the Shia, I think, in charge are fucking us?
Right.
So maybe it'll be better with ISIS. Hmm. And
God,
you know, not so much.
When George Bush fucked up. Or Dick Cheney did, or whoever.
Oh, Dick Cheney did. Okay. Did you see on, as more of this shit comes out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, there's a story by a contractor.
Yes.
Who, I think he's a water dude, water purification specialist.
Okay.
And he was shipped over to the Iraq.
Fuck you.
When, with Halliburton, and you know how they built all these camps and all this shit with millions and millions of dollars, and we're finding out now that the facilities that were built for millions of dollars are falling down. They were built shoddily, no safety measures.
God, we suck.
Just and charged.
No, I can't imagine.
Wasn't there recently there was a story that a gas station was built by Halliburton that in the United States would cost a couple hundred grand to build, and right. It cost $14 million they charged us?
Oh, wow. It must be an amazing facility. Jeez, must be nice.
So anyway, there's a short video. Go to crabdiving.com, facebook.com/crabdiving. But this guy went over there, and he said within – like a day of being there, he realized what a big giant fucking scam it was, and that his job was water. And this one,
like getting water to different buildings,
purifying water, oh, making sure okay. It was all clean and everything. And he said one of the army guys or one of the contractors said, you know, hey, check out my toilet. And he went to his toilet and he could see little wormy things swirling around in the toilet water.
Oh my God.
No, the toilet water is the same water, comes right. Out of your tap.
Why so didn't he get the worms out?
He analyzed it and found out that there was 0.0 chlorine in the water. They're supposed to treat the water with chlorine
right.
In certain amounts to kill all the buggies.
Okay.
And he went around testing, and he found that, quote, of the 67 water treatment plants that Halliburton was getting paid to run
yes.
By the U.S. government, and certainly at hyperinflated, exorbitant prices, 63 out of 67 were not providing safe water.
wait.
63 out of 67 water treatment plants wow. Weren't doing anything.
God, I mean, if you're one of the, what was it, the four or the three that got treated water, how lucky are you?
Right.
All those contracts, man.
Right.
And, all that money. It's a big fucking waste.
Right. And we're just finding more and more and more. And none of it because George Bush or Darth Cheney put it on the fucking credit card of the American people.
It was just a fucking payday.
There were no payments. We're just going to throw it on the credit card and toss it onto the deficit.
But Dick
happened.
Cheney wasn't a part of Halliburton anymore.
Not the deficit, the debt. I'm sorry. Yeah.
When we were attacking Iraq, Dick Cheney wasn't at Halliburton.
No, but he left.
Didn't work there.
And I'm sure he had completely divested, and there were shadow corporations or no friends of his that made any money whatsoever.
But seriously, how would he actually be able to get paid from any of that? I mean, isn't the scrutiny?
After he left, he could go back.
Right.
There are no laws about not being, he could have left the vice presidency and walked right back to being CEO of Halliburton.
Wow.
Or whatever the hell. I think he was CEO, was he?
Jesus Christ.
Look at Clarence Thomas. He was the corporate counsel for Monsanto.
Right.
And just as a coincidence, every single Monsanto case that has come before his moronic visage has, they've won.
Wow.
Monsanto wins every time.
Wow. How'd that work?
And they ask him to recuse himself. And he's like, fuck you. I can be impartial.
Oh, yes. God, that's so fucking infuriating.
Right. So
that whole war was a fucking payday for somebody. That's all that was.
For a lot of somebody's.
All those Iraqis died. All those fucking soldiers died.
How many billions? I just saw yesterday again. There was billions with a B in cash that they loaded on airplanes, sent over there. Pallets. You can see pictures of pallets of cash wrapped in plastic.
Well, I mean, it was all accounted for.
No, it's gone.
Just look at the spreadsheet.
There is no spreadsheet.
Oh, weird.
Gone.
Jeez.
Gone, gone, gone.
God, is Dick Cheney going to prove to be like the biggest asshole of our time? Just think about that. Think about, what's his legacy?
Yeah. I don't think history will
fucked
be.
Up the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, I don't think history will be kind to him.
No, I don't either.
So those are the headlines. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
All about the World War III starting over.
Things are going great here on the planet.
Right. Let's see. What else have we got? Oh, I've got, we haven't had one of these in a few minutes.
Oh, cool.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed. I don't know that this is an actual animal getting pissed, but it is kind of I guess animals.
Right.
This is in Memphis, Tennessee.
Fuck you.
Francis Ward says,
Wee.
I've never seen anything like this. It's like a horror movie.
No, God.
Never seen nothing like it before. Spiders. Spiders are in the air, flying everywhere. They're on the house, on the sides of the windows.
Wait a second. They're in the air.
Millions of spiders have taken over a Memphis neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
Building a web in a field that is 1/2 mile long. The web is 1/2 mile long.
Oh, fuck.
Experts say it could be juvenile spiders. In a big emergence event, it could be adults of a tiny species.
An emergence event,
like all of a sudden they all just got born at the same time.
Oh my God! Hey, that sounds like God. That sounds like it came out of like one of those end of the world movies. You know? Oh my God, we're witnessing an emergence event. Fuck you!
Yeah, spider web 1/2 mile long.
Oh shit, man!
Memphis. Residents frustrated. So frustrated. I don't know what they're going to do about it.
Frustrated. They're being attacked by spiders. How about scared, terrified?
All right.
Frustrated. Jeez.
I've got a story from Australia.
Hello.
An unprecedented spike in shark attacks.
Bye. Crikey.
Is sending beachgoers fleeing in a panic as great white sharks have been coming to the beaches in bizarrely uncommon numbers, they say.
Oh, shit. And there's still people swimming?
In this area, the most recent shark attack just weeks ago at Lighthouse Beach left one 20-year-old surfer battling severe leg injuries.
Oh, God.
In 2015, 14 shark attacks along New South Wales coastline.
Oh, wow.
Have been reported and several dangerously close encounters.
Oh, geez. I don't know how you would have prevented those attacks. I mean, who goes in the water if you in Australia? I mean, it just seems like lunacy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in there. You know they're in there.
More recently, in another shark attack here in the U.S., a 28-year-old woman was confronted by a shark while she was swimming off Cocoa Beach in Florida.
No, it sounds so nice. I mean, Cocoa Beach, enjoying the water.
Last month, a 25-year-old man lost his left leg to a shark in Hawaii.
Oh, shit. All you hear from Hawaii is shark attacks, but people still get in the fucking water.
Right. So that's what's going on there. That there's more sharks. One guy says that it might be. One expert says it might be due to the changing water temperatures. That
this global warming.
Good thing
bullshit.
Our climate change is making the waters warmer, and the sharks are coming in closer. Maybe.
Oh my God! Do you ever see that movie, The Reef?
I don't know if I ever saw that.
Oh, it's terrifying. I think that's the name of it. It's a bunch of people go on a sailing trip, and the boat, they skim over a reef, and it rips a hole in the hull. And they don't think the leak's really bad, but then they look at the water line on the boat, and they realize they've got, 5 or 6 hours before the boat sinks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the middle of the Great Barrier Reef or wherever in Australia.
Right, right.
You can't see any land. They got one guy on there who's like a seaman, and he knows exactly where land is. He's like, guys, we're just going to have to swim 10 miles north. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, 10 miles?
And then, he's like, this will be great. The one guy that knows what's happening tries to make everybody excited about their journey. He's like, this is going to be great. You're going to be able to tell your kids about this and all this shit. And then they all get in the water. And then, you know what, man? I just fucking stopped watching. I'm like, I don't want to watch this movie. Everybody slowly through a 10-mile swim gets picked off by a fucking shark. I don't know how that's entertainment.
I had this story for a couple of weeks, about 10 days, that we're always talking about these fucking cobras that people have that get out and
fuck
stuff
everyone,
like that.
You know, man.
Well, there was an 18-year-old in Texas who committed suicide.
Oh my God.
Cobra.
Oh, my God.
He intentionally let his venomous monocled cobra bite him multiple times.
Multiple times?
Yeah, yeah. He held they pieced it together, and they found that he was like left-handed, so he must have been holding the snake with his right and letting it bite different parts of his left arm,
man.
And his left leg.
Oh, shit.
Unbelievable.
That's grisly.
Look here in Queensland, Australia. 18-year-old woman and a 12-year-old boy are in hospital after being bitten by snakes.
In hospital. God, you know, man, I mean, there's snakes everywhere there. I don't know. How do you relax in Australia, even in your own house? Because the snakes, they love to get in the house. It's warm there. It's cozy. In your barca lounger, and all of a sudden your nuts are bitten off by a fucking snake.
Climbing up your toilet.
Oh, yeah, right? Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
All curled up as you're sitting down to take a nice, relaxing dump.
The animals. Oh, nice.
Next thing you know.
The animals are coming, man. It just doesn't it feel like they're taking over. I mean, that emergence happening and spiders.
I think they're
Tennessee.
Not happy. Yeah, I think the animals are a little irritated with
what
us.
What are we going to do when the sharks evolve and have feet? You start coming on the land.
Right.
Land shark. We're fucked.
Things don't evolve that quickly.
Well, liar. Yeah. No, they do. Well, wait a second. In the world we used to know, but now the temperature of the earth is warmer or the water's changing. Everything's changing. We don't know. Maybe evolution could be sped up.
Here's more information being released. Cook County prosecutors in Chicago charged first-degree murder. Officer Jason Van Dyke.
What does first-degree mean? Does that mean... It doesn't mean it was
premeditated.
Jeez.
Officer Jason Van Dyke fired 16 rounds in about 14 seconds and was reloading when another officer told him to hold his fire.
Wait, wait, wait. That's enough. Don't put another clip in. Why didn't he speak up before then?
They say that prosecutors are alleging the officer opened fire 6 seconds after exiting his squad car.
Jesus Christ. So he took a few seconds to assess the situation and then unloaded 16 bullets into this fucking kid.
And they say that 17-year-old Laquan McDonald was walking away at the time.
This is insane. There was that kid. Who was the kid that was running from the cops? So that was the kid in Baltimore, right? Or no?
Freddie Gray.
Freddie Gray. That was Freddie Gray. He was running away, right?
After having done nothing, he was just running because, you know, cops tend to grab black kids and beat the shit out of them for no reason. So he ran. And they didn't like that. So he was guilty of running. So they killed him.
What's Rahm Emanuel saying? I mean, I don't know what else you could say. You could say this cop is obviously a racist fucking asshole. He's a murderer.
You know,
I mean, you can't.
Let's remain calm, everybody, is what they're saying.
Right.
Let's let the system work. But the system doesn't work. That's the problem.
How do you tell a community, remain calm? How? We're getting shot to death by cops that are supposed to protect us.
Van Dyke's charged with first degree murder, quote, without legal for shooting McDonald without legal justification and with the intent to kill or do great bodily harm. His wife, Tiffany, the cop's wife, has set up a GoFundMe page asking for donations
for his defense.
but I don't know why, because the police union will probably defend him to the death. He's a 15-year off veteran officer that says he's fighting for his freedom and
imagine
justice.
What else this fucker has done that we don't know about, that there's no footage of? I mean, do you think this is
footage?
Well, of stuff he's done before.
Oh, of previous stuff. Yeah.
I mean, he's been on the force 15 years. Is this the first abusive thing he's done? It's hard to believe.
As of 11 a.m. today.
Yes.
Mark the central time.
Right.
Donors, mostly anonymous, had already given more than $10,000 of the $80,000 sought. He's not going to be on bond.
Maybe that's what they have to pay along with the policeman's union or something for his defense. God, who's donating to that fund?
Dash cam footage shows Van Dyke jumping out of a squad car within seconds, unloading 16 rounds into McDonald.
Jesus Christ.
After the first shots knocked McDonald to the ground, Van Dyke fired another volley that struck the teen repeatedly as his body lay in an almost fetal position on the ground.
Oh, my God.
The police union is saying,
he's just getting shot to death and he curled up in a ball because
he was behaving erratically,
what you do, like,
refusing police commands to drop a 4-inch folding knife. The police union says he feared for his life. The officer feared for his life because the teen lunged at him. That's a lie. He was walking away.
So why did he kill him? I mean, why would this cop just shoot this kid to death?
Meanwhile, for over a year, this asshole has been on paid desk duty.
You got to be kidding me.
While they are, quote, investigating. How?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And how do you work with him? It would seem to me that if you're a cop, you would be disgusted by this person. How do you sit in an office with this guy in an office working?
They're with him. They're right there with him.
How could they be? He murdered that kid.
Yeah. I'm surprised that one cop was like, that's enough.
Why didn't he shoot him?
The other cop?
Yeah, I mean, if there was someone committing murder,
he might have just gotten up.
And he wasn't a cop, they'd shoot him, surely.
The mayor's calling on religious leaders, activists, to encourage peaceful demonstrations. But they are preparing for public fallout.
I would be like, you know what? Yeah, we'll call for it, but don't tell me. Don't tell me what to do, you fucking asshole.
Feds are looking into it. Also as a civil rights case, civil rights violation. The city has been trying to keep the video under wraps. I wonder why.
Right they are. Oh, man. You got to see it. That has to get out there. I don't know how else this shit will change unless we see it, you know?
Oh, here we go. Smith & Wesson 9mm semi-auto is what he used.
God, do they need that? Do they really fucking need that?
None of the five other officers at the scene fired a shot.
Why? Why did they just stand there and let that kid die? They were complicit.
The autopsy found that McDonald was shot once on each side of his chest, single bullet wounds in the scalp, the neck, two in his back, seven in his arms, one in his right hand, two in his right leg. According to the report, 9 of the 16 entrance wounds have a downward trajectory. So that means he was on the ground
when they shot him
for 9
when
of
he,
the hits.
He was shot. Why wasn't he stopped?
What do you mean?
Why didn't the cops stop him? The other cops that were there, why didn't they stop this guy from shooting this kid to death?
I don't know. Maybe they were yelling within the first. We'll find out tomorrow when they release the video to see what you can hear. If you can hear the other cops trying to stop him. Apparently they stopped him while he was trying to reload.
Jesus Christ. This is horrible. I just can't imagine God. I mean, you know. Ugh. It's disgusting. I can't imagine how that family must feel, that kid. I just can't.
Jesse Jackson's pissed. He said, video police shootings has been released in cases before, nationwide, before charges have been filed. Quote, he was shot 16 times 13 months ago, and the tape was delayed, and the officer was not arrested, not fired, not charged.
So meanwhile, the tape is not released, and this guy is walking around like a normal human being who fucking shot this kid to death.
And months ago, they paid off the family for a wrongful death for $5 million.
So I feel like what's happening is they're just trying to put off releasing the video.
Exactly. They don't
want all this.
They've been fighting to not release the video at all.
You better release that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on what's going on in Chicago as they prepare for the release of that video tomorrow.
Release.
And there's going to be some shit hitting the fan, as there rightfully should. We don't advocate any violence or anything, but I think the streets should be filled with peaceful protest over this bullshit until these cops just stop this stuff. Well, they've got that gulag on the, remember that Holman Avenue?
That black prison?
Holman Avenue,
like,
yeah.
A dark site. We don't know what that, it's like 24 style. We don't know what the fuck goes on there. Right?
Cops are plucking people off the street, interrogating them, throwing them in holding rooms for hours and hours, and then just throwing them back out.
Which we don't allow
in this country.
This has to be like a major issue in the election, right? I mean, there has to be something done about law enforcement.
Bernie's talking about it big time, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, race, you can't, how can you not talk about race without criminal justice? Because that's what's going on, is our system right now.
We don't want to admit we're racists.
Right. Our system right now seems to encourage the subjugation and brutality against black people.
I know it's a generalization, but damn it. I mean, cops are fucking racist and we got to do something about it. I know what you do. How do you convince the police to see black people as people?
Well, that's it. What kind of training do we have? What kind of screening do we need? I mean, like I said, you're plucking these guys. A lot of them are coming back from Iraq or Iran.
PTSD.
Really, and have trouble getting jobs and shit. And then they're hired as cops. Meanwhile, they're still living a Call of Duty game in their head every time they go out on the street.
How do you train people to see people as people? I just don't understand. I mean, shouldn't you just sort of do that anyway without help?
Right.
Oh, man. I was listening to why, of course, we advocate the crab diving, nonviolent protests, but I mean, you could understand why a community might riot. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, it's just,
you start killing white kids in a community,
right? Because
even if they're miscreants,
because what I would think when a cop shoots somebody to death like that, to me, that says that the police in Chicago think that black people don't matter at all. So kill them.
Right.
I mean, what's your reaction supposed to be to that? It's madness. It's lunacy.
I'm just looking through all the right wing nut job stories.
I mean, and you know, I know we're going to play some clips. of a Glenn Beck type or maybe a Bill O'Reilly type.
Oh, you want to hear Glenn Beck?
Just saying nasty shit about this. It's going to be on the wrong side of this fucking issue, and it's going to make me nuts.
Oh, well, yeah, I can't. I wonder if on Fox, quote, news, unquote, if they're even going to talk about the cops deleting the footage.
I mean, that's illegal.
Right.
That's a conspiracy, right? A bunch of people got together and decided we have to canvass this whole area and get rid of all this. I mean, at one point you question yourself. And you're like, yes, yes, we have to preserve this. What do they call it? The blue line? We have to preserve
our thin blue line.
Do whatever we have to do to protect our fellow cops. But do you ever have a moment where you're like, who the fuck are we protecting? This dude shot this kid to death. 16 times he shot him.
Right.
It makes you kind of feel like that shit like that goes on all the time. But this one happened. This guy got caught.
I've got a clip here of, well, this isn't about that gun stuff. This is about what's going on with the ISIS and the ISIL. Today, I saw a press conference, a joint press conference with President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama.
Kenyon!
And President Yay. Of our friends over in France.
Oui, oui.
François Hollande.
Oh.
Who they gave a joint press conference today. And they were, you know, we're going to take it to ISIL, blah, blah, blah. And also a little nipple tweakage to Uncle Nipples about what's going on there with his shenanigans.
Yeah.
They asked Obama about what he thought about this downing of the Republic or the Russian plane.
Yes.
And he said, of course, we just need to keep the two sides talking.
Oh, my God.
But Turkey has a right to defend its sovereign airspace.
Yeah.
Basically saying, look, if you know, maybe they deserve to be shot down, maybe. If there was shenanigans going on.
Man, just think about it. I don't mean to come back to this, but you've got police shooting people in the community. I'm choking to death. You have police shooting people to death in the community that they're supposed to protect. How is that not fucking terrorism? How is that not living under a feel of, like, terror?
Right. Actually, before we get to the Glenn Beck, since we're having fun with racism.
Yeah.
did you see what happened in Minneapolis
last night?
Minneapolis, another police killing. And the, wait, where is it? I don't think I saved this one.
I mean, you know, they you look at England, the cops there don't have any guns. So how many police shootings are there a year in England?
Yeah.
But for some reason we need to be armed to the fucking teeth. Right. We need like military style defense against.
So the police shooting there that they're protesting is Jamar Clark. He was killed. Is it a couple of weeks ago now?
My God, I don't even know.
Handcuffed. Several witnesses to the original shooting says there was no reason for the police to shoot him. He was restrained. One of the cops had his knee on the back. A witness said the other cop was kind of standing above him in an awkward or. Standing him up in an awkward position, but they had complete control of him. I didn't see him fighting. I didn't see him resisting.
And they shot him?
They say the police say while he was being legally retained, he chose to resist, fight officers, and tried to seize control of a firearm of the cop.
He went for my gun.
Stop going for my gun.
But he was handcuffed.
The police are saying at no point was he handcuffed.
Oh, okay.
But now the guys are saying, the witnesses say he was absolutely handcuffed. After he was killed, they found handcuffs lying on the ground near him. So these assholes might have
uncuffed him
and laid him on the ground or something.
Oh, geez.
This guy says, one of the witnesses says, they went back and took handcuffs off because they didn't want the EMS team seeing that he was still in handcuffs.
Oh, my God.
One of the other witnesses said.
It sounds like it's about time for Obama to come out, fucking give a speech about this shit. We got to do something. Get the old executive order tablet open or something.
I don't think there's any video necessarily of this one is the problem. But how do you trust the police right now? How do you trust the police? Because we got them on camera in several instances where they're caught just fucking blatantly lying. Lying about what's happened.
But we're going to hear this. Well, most cops aren't like that.
Right.
And so maybe that's true, but enough of them are.
So last night, there's been protests going on in Minneapolis. There was a Black Lives Matter protest going on. And five people got shot by white supremacists.
Oh, my God.
Who were stirring shit up. I guess the story is that the... there was a masked guy who was out there for most of the time taunting the Black Lives Matter protesters or something like that. And he's one of the ones they've arrested. Authorities have arrested. Nobody was killed, I think, thankfully.
Wow.
Authorities have arrested a 23-year-old white man. And a 32-year-old Hispanic man in connection with shootings that left five people injured last night at a demonstration protesting the fatal police shooting of Jamar Clark. They say that the suspects' names will be released once they're officially charged.
God, another shooting.
It says it wasn't right at the protest. It was close to it.
Wow. It sounds like more guns aren't making us more safe.
Right.
You know, racism, guns. We got it all in this fucking country. It's a perfect mix. If only sharks could walk around.
Five people shot near 4th Precinct.
More dangerous.
Transported to hospital. Non-life-threatening injuries. But it was, they said that, they initially said it was white supremacists of some sort. So they must've been screaming.
Fucking creepy.
Racial,
man.
Some racial things and stuff like that. So, listen to what some of the GOP leaders are fomenting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, look at the atmosphere. These assholes, when you talk about Black Lives Matter and I don't know how. Because of a few assholes that either hijack or pretend they're Black Lives Matter protesters, or some get out of hand, a tiny minority, get out of hand and say, let's go kill the cops, or some shit like that. That's the footage that Fox News uses.
Yeah.
When Elizabeth Hasselbeck says, why hasn't Black Lives Matter been labeled a hate group? She asked that.
Oh, my God. Went,
why hasn't Black Lives Matter been
God,
labeled a
God, fuck
hate
her,
group?
Man. Think about her life. Think about her charmed, privileged fucking life. She sits in that chair, reads a teleprompter, talks to those. Who is Steve Ducey and what's the other guy?
Kilmeade.
Ugh, those gross assholes. They're rich. They're white. They live in probably great parts of town.
Right.
So much money. They have no idea what it's like. I imagine to walk around in a neighborhood and just not trust the policemen because they shake you down, they shoot you, they beat you, they fucking unfairly, it's like, cite you for shit.
Well, we do. Regarding...
It doesn't happen to them.
Elizabeth, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, you'll see we have a story about the former survivor loser. Elizabeth...
she was on a game show.
I don't know if I'm thrilled or saddened by this.
No.
Elizabeth's bailing.
Oh, on
Fox and
wow,
Friends.
Wow. What's she up to?
She said, God, she's been on TV for 14 years.
Good God.
Throughout my 14 years working in television, I've never experienced a more positive and thoughtful atmosphere than Fox News. Of course it was positive. Because when you were at The View, everybody hated you because you were the right-wing nut job there.
Yeah, yeah. I think Fox is a perfect place for her. I mean, if she cares what people think about her. She can be as hateful and shitty as she wants. She works with Steve fucking Ducey.
With a heart full of gratitude and the peace that God has given me, I am confident that this personal decision is the right one for our family, and we will be joining all of you watching Fox and Friends each morning as we get ready for school together. She said she wants to spend more time with her family.
Bullshit. She's going to have a nanny. She's not going to see those fucking kids.
Right.
So what do you think she does for fun, you know, when she's... What do you think she does for
Elizabeth?
Fun? What's the hobbies of that shithead? Degapage. I think she plays words with friends. She a hunter? She hunt?
I think she does
calligraphy. Oh, really? God. What a shitbag.
Poorly spelled.
What a shitbag. Black Lives Matter is a hate group. Ah,
yeah.
That's ridiculous. What are we supposed to do? What is the community supposed to do when it comes out all the cops are systematically fucking abusing them? What are you supposed to do? Just sit there, not say anything?
Well, they should stop resisting, Ryan. They should comply, and then cops won't kill them.
Hey, stop being uppity. What about that?
Right.
That's probably what people are thinking. So shitty.
Uppity. I've got a story. That's an older story about, the Donald Trump sons.
No. What are they up to?
Big game hunting.
Oh, God.
It's pictures of them holding dead leopards. One guy's got the tail of a dead elephant that he bravely killed. It's
nice.
So revolting.
It really is.
Sad. Sad.
Could Donald Trump be more of a fucking asshole? And then now his kids go out and shoot endangered animals. Fuck
right.
them. How is anyone supporting him? This is nuts.
Ooh, an Austrian teen who ran away to Syria to marry an ISIS fighter.
No, man.
She was
dude.
One of their poster girls, jihad poster girls. She had a change of heart, apparently. Attempted to escape and was beaten to death by ISIS.
Oh, shit, man.
So there you go.
Yay. Thank you, Dick Cheney. Thank you, George Bush.
Yeah, these dumb young people who are thinking they
are
they're getting recruited online. They think, it's going to be so glamorous and wonderful. And then they get there, and especially the girls, they're just passed around like joints and raped. And then they're given to a guy who gets to own them and fuck them whenever he wants. And, you know. They decided maybe things aren't so great.
Well, it's
under ISIS.
It's religious extremism, right?
Well, wait.
No.
So there you go. Miracle baby.
What do you mean?
Newborn baby.
Jesus.
His umbilical cord still attached.
Oh, cool.
Was found in the nativity scene at the Holy Child Jesus Church in Queens.
What?
Oh, my God. Somebody gave birth to a baby and... pretty much soon after, just left it sitting there in the nativity scene.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Were they trying to be funny or something? Like, poignant?
No.
They left it in the manger.
Yes.
That has to mean something. I mean, that's not an accident, right?
They left it where the baby Jesus will be found after Christmas. The healthy, full-term baby boy is at a hospital.
At hospital.
Already been given two nicknames.
Jesus.
Baby Jesus and John the Baptist.
Oh, God. Keep your sky god bullshit.
The priest there said that finding the little bundle swaddled in towels reaffirmed his faith in miracles.
What? Someone has a child, immediately abandons it to a fucking manger display. How's that a miracle? That's shitty. That's bad parenting, right?
He's thrilled that a woman in need was able to find solace with the church, I guess.
She left a child in a manger display. Yes. Why not a hospital? Or why not something, anything but that?
Right.
I mean, I guess, do we have to be sympathetic to that? I guess so.
I guess she didn't kill it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, perv. The New York Daily News. One of the other headlines says, "Perv puts penis on teen's wrist on bus."
That's not funny.
Gross.
God damn it, the bus, man. You got to behave.
How do you So he was obviously standing. She was probably sitting.
Right.
How do you lay your cock across somebody's wrist on the bus?
You got to be subtle.
our good wishes to the little baby that was found.
Right.
Strangely.
And to the person who was whose wrist was dick assaulted.
Yes.
Good vibes to you.
How gross.
Yeah, really.
I've got a story here. Oh, poor Mike Huckabee. We'll have to send prayers.
Oh, no.
Mike Huckabee is going to have knee surgery over Thanksgiving.
God, goddamn right he is. Knees supporting all that fucking weight. his knees are tortured. Fat ass. God, he's a fucking asshole.
Minnesota. The chairman of the Minnesota Republican Party has been forced to apologize.
Oh, shit.
After the local GOP branch posted about the Democrats' quote hashtag Negro problem on social media.
What?
The blog post. Let me see. Minnesota DFL now propose a special session, quote, to deal with their self-created hashtag Negro problem.
Oh, my God. Wait. The government started the hashtag?
No, the GOP.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. These people have tweeted out before. Earlier this month, this is the Minnesota CD7, so Congressional District 7 GOP.
Okay.
Tweeted out, only 10% of imported Muslims can stay off welfare.
Oh, God.
Obama limbs. Muslims that are Obama.
Are
deadbeats until they get an AK-47 hands. Oh, my God.
That seems racist to me. My racism detector's going off. Shit.
So, obviously, who's ever in charge of the Twitter feed up in western Minnesota. Well, that's kind of middle of nowhere, right? Because eastern Minnesota is where Minneapolis and...
Western Minnesota is a shithole.
Western Minnesota is right up there, snuggled up against North and South Dakota, right?
What do you think would happen if all of a sudden there were no racist people in this country? If you could wave a wand and just get rid of all the racists, how many people would be left? Like two?
Man.
Be lonely. I feel like there wouldn't be lines at Disney World.
Yes, there would be. You wouldn't need to buy that fast track bullshit anymore that the rich people are going to want. Speaking of, did you see? I don't have this in front of me. You know they're building.
Yes.
Or they passed a law or whatever or permission at LAX. They're going to build a special.
Okay.
Rich and famous terminal.
Oh, my God. So all the other airlines will go to that terminal as well, but
it's no. Just for like private planes things like that, because they're worried that they think that it'll actually help when for the regular people.
Oh yes,
because of all the coverage and paparazzi and all that seem to show up when rich and famous people come in and out of LAX here. So now they want to have a special. Area where all the VIPs don't have to they don't have to go through security with the regular people.
Yeah, I was just at LAX and why don't they take that money and improve the terminals they have for us poor plebeians that have to walk our peasant asses have to walk through this shit airport. LAX is disgusting,
right? And they're trying to paint it as if we're making it better for you. It's going to be less busy for the regular people. That's such bullshit.
Paint it. They should paint it. When you leave the American terminal and you're making your way to baggage claim, it looks like you're walking through an abandoned basement. It's gross. It's dark. It's dank. It smells. There's all the electrical sockets in some of those terminals where you're waiting to get on the plane, where you want to charge your phone or whatever. None of them work. They're all loose. There's nowhere good to sit. And God forbid you want to pick somebody up at the airport. It's a nightmare.
Right?
It's impossible to get harassed by the fucking cops. Why don't they put that money into improving the terminals that exist?
So there's another fuck the 1%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, let me get this straight, dude. So you're telling me that if you're a rich person, you can afford that special traffic pass that lets you ride in that lane where there isn't as much traffic. You can take that lane all the way to the airport, and then you can get out at LAX and go in your rich person terminal and get in your plane and not be crowded by all the poor fucking shitty ass peasants.
Correct.
Oh, that's nice.
Right.
Damn.
We can talk a little bit more. I mean,
it's the 2016 Republican primary.
I don't know what that means. The Donald Trump, did you see today? You know, Donald has just been obviously saying some just more and more heinous shit.
Let me ask you something. Your expectations of how the Trump campaign would go, are they met? Surpassed. He's crazier than you thought he would be.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. This guy's batshit.
And, well, I guess, you know, he signed at one point, he signed that agreement that the GOP came out with that said, if you don't, win the nomination, you won't go independent. Right? Remember he signed that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, he was asked about a Wall Street Journal story that said that there's an effort by Republican establishment that they're finally saying, look, the Republicans are even saying, oh my God, we can't have this guy be our fucking nominee. We're going to get killed.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And he's out of his fucking mind. So according to this Wall Street Journal story, they said that the Republican establishment, they were, you know, siphoning money to these super PACs, and they were trying to put together some ads.
Yes.
To quote a guerrilla campaign, it said, GU.
Okay.
That was backed by secret donors to, quote, defeat and destroy his candidacy. When he was asked about that, he said, if that's the case, would he reconsider his promise not to run as an independent? He said, well, we'll see what happens.
Oh, my God. Didn't he promise on TV? Didn't he tell the American?
He signed it. He waved it around. He had a fucking press conference.
So, I mean, do we want him as president? He actually just went back on his word. I mean, he lied.
We'll see what happens. It'll be very interesting. But I'm leading every poll by a lot. It's not even a little bit anymore. It's a lot.
Oh, my God. They all love him.
Asked again, would you consider independent run? Well, I'm going to have to see what happens.
Oh, yes.
I have to be treated fairly. You know, when I did this, I said I have to be treated fairly. If I'm treated fairly, I'm fine. All I want to do is a level playing field.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying that if he gets wind, and then today his his lawyer or somebody also in an interview said the same thing, that, well, you know, if it looks like the GOP establishment is really coming after him,
yes,
then it might be on. He might say, fuck you, I'm going independent. And if that's the case,
it's going to be
we might get
they're going to run away with it.
Yeah, we said yesterday, if he goes independent, we might get, the Democrats might take back the Senate. God only knows, could possibly take the House. Highly unlikely, but just because of the down ticket.
What do you mean?
People will go out and vote
against
the Republicans because of Trump. They'll just vote Democrat. And, you know, people don't bother most of the time,
they
a lot of times.
Yeah,
so they just say, I'm voting Democrat, I'm done.
Fuck off.
I'm going to go get a bagel.
Yeah.
So he's, again, bringing it back. I guess that deal that he signed, you know, Donald never met a deal he couldn't get out of.
Oh, absolutely.
Or sue his way out of or whatever.
It's as if he can't be trusted.
Amazing, huh?
Another shady fucking Republican.
How shocking.
Shocker.
I've got Marco Rubio.
What's he up to?
Who said...
A lawmaker from Florida that some people want to run this whole country.
Yeah, he finally came out with an ad that is all, be terrified, ISIL's coming to kill us, we need strong leadership.
Yeah, how about we have some leadership that stops the NRA, that makes it so we don't arm people on the terrorism watch list.
Right.
What about that for leadership?
You know, Rubio last week had kind of hopped on to the little clown car, onto the Trump fascism brigade when,
yes,
he said, well, you know, I don't know about closing mosques. He said, well, you should definitely take a look at the places they hang out, like cafes. We should close
those
restaurants and cafes where those Muslims hang out.
Now, does he think there's actual evidence there are terrorist cells hanging out at these cafes and restaurants?
Exactly.
Or is he like, I saw some brown people at the Coffee Bean. Let's raid that shit. What a fucking asshole.
So he also... Oh, now he's coming out today and saying what's going on with these police, that we U.S. must not demonize police officers amid misconduct.
What?
Misconduct.
That's irresponsible. And really, no, that's irresponsible for a leader to say that.
Right.
It's nuts.
He says, I think we need to understand that, yes, there are communities in this country where the police department does not have a good relationship with the local community.
All the black communities. There. That's it.
And there are instances in this country where police officers use excessive force. But the vast majority of police officers, this is what we cannot forget. The overwhelming majority of police officers in this country are doing a good job. So we should be vigilant about those rare officers out there that are doing a bad job.
Oh, okay.
And there are laws on the books to prosecute people for civil rights violations and so forth. But we should not allow to create this environment that exists now.
This environment is created by those white fucking cops shooting black kids to death.
He says police officers are being demonized and,
yes,
in some instances specifically targeted. I think that's not only unfair, it's dangerous.
Dude. Then there's a bunch of cops in Chicago. This kid got shot 16 times. A bunch of officers around him with guns.
Four or more.
Why didn't they shoot that guy?
Right.
Why didn't they shoot that guy when he was shooting that kid?
Why didn't they testify since then, in the 400 days since then?
Why aren't they? Yeah. Why are they running around going to the press screaming? It's like, I saw my fellow officer shot a child to fucking death.
But Obama goes out and says, we can't abide by this stuff.
No.
And he's anti-cop. He is creating the atmosphere why this is happening. He's creating the anti-cop atmosphere.
That's not an anti-cop atmosphere. There's an anti-people atmosphere. There's an anti-black people atmosphere. They're getting shot to death.
Right.
The cops aren't getting shot to death. How's it anti-cop? Nuts.
Oh, my God. Here is, still in the clown car, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Farther in the back seat, though, Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush, who apparently was anointed as the next in line,
ooh,
for the GOP nomination, ain't been going well.
Oh, no.
Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush said... you know, his last thing that he said was, well, we should just let Christians in the country. And they one of the reporters said, how do you test for that? How do you, there's ways. So again, somebody asked him, today, you think he might have learned,
right,
from a week's worth of shit that he received?
Yeah.
But no, they got to pander to those fucking moron base, terrifying base of the country on their side, and say heinous shit
like this. He said, there was a New Hampshire radio host that he was talking to.
What's New Hampshire like? Is it a bunch of backwoods motherfuckers? It's the middle of nowhere.
I don't know a lot about New Hampshire.
Do they even have a city? Name a city in New Hampshire. Concrete.
Montpelier.
Oh, yes. No. No.
Or is that Vermont?
No, that's Vermont.
Shit.
Name one New Hampshire city without looking. Burlington? No, that's Vermont.
That's Vermont.
What about, there's got to be a Lincoln. Is there a Lincoln, New Hampshire? I don't know one fucking city. What is the capital of New Hampshire?
Concord. Right. Come, Concord.
Yeah. What's that city like? Is it a shithole?
I don't know.
I bet it's expensive.
Never been there. It's probably really white.
A lot of bears there.
BuzzFeed was reporting that Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush said on this radio program, quote, "You can tell when someone is a Christian in the Middle East. I can promise you that. By name, by where they're born, their birth certificates, there are ample means by which to know this."
Oh, my God.
He's doubling down on allowing only Christian Syrians in.
So the screening process is, prove to me that you follow Jesus, and then you can come in for protection.
There are a lot of Christians in Syria that have no place now, he said. There are also hundreds, tens of thousands of Muslims that have no place now.
I'm beginning to think we have to outlaw religion. It's not helping. It's not helping.
I think we should focus our efforts as it relates to the Christians that are being slaughtered.
Who the fuck is this guy?
So, I mean, he just said it right there. We don't give a fuck. We should focus. It's more important for us to focus on Christian lives. Christian lives matter more than innocent Muslim lives. Innocent. Because these are not the right type of Muslim for ISIS. That's why they're fucking running.
I don't know, man. It seems like the biggest problem we have on this planet is racism, right? I mean, everything that we've talked about on this show, at least today, could be boiled down to that. You're freaked out because the color of somebody's skin, it's dumb.
President Barack Hussein Obama commented on Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush's heinous views.
Yeah.
Quote, "When I hear folks say that, well, maybe we should just admit the Christians, but not the Muslims, when I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which a person who's fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, when some of those folks themselves come from families who benefited from protection when they were fleeing political persecution, that's shameful, that's not American, that's not who we are." And that's when Teddy Cruz got his panties in a bunch. He said, "Yo, insult me to my face."
Oh, God. Fuck you, Ted.
Because he's one of the ones that Barack Hussein Obama was calling out.
Right. Because his family came from Cuba, right?
Right. His father got refugee status because he was fleeing Castro.
Now, you bring up an interesting point. See, it's a dead end. You want the GOP to have some empathy. That's what you're saying.
Right, yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you on that. They're fresh out. Or they never had it. Or they don't give a fuck.
I don't know. all of the above? Maybe?
They're just cunts.
Do you want to hear Ben Carson?
Oh, sure.
Still, I mean,
they woke him up?
Fortunately, he seems to be starting to drop in the polls, but...
Oh, wow.
There was a... By the way, I think most people are saying that it's his foreign policy
that's causing
ignorance of foreign policy.
That's why he's not doing well. It's not the fact that he lied about saying he tried to stab somebody and the knife was stopped with a belt buckle.
Apparently, they don't care about that. They like what Trump is saying more. They like Trump.
Oh my God.
Trump is just saying, you know, let's go bomb the shit out of everything.
Ah, you know what? Let them have their own country. Let them have Texas.
That's a quote, right? We played that clip where he said, "I want to bomb the shit out of them."
Oh my God.
Here's Ben Carson speaking at the Gift of Life banquet.
Blah. Oh, pro-life.
Which is a fundraiser
for Chop Chop.
First Choice Pregnancy Center. See, this is one of those evil pregnancy centers, pregnancy crisis centers that an unknowing person might think, oh, I'm pregnant. I don't want to be.
Right.
I'm going to, that's a crisis.
Sure.
I want to get my constitutionally protected right to terminate this pregnancy.
Oh, well, let me talk you
I'm
out
gonna
of
go
it.
Talk to them.
Right.
And they go to one of these frauds that's actually a religious organization that lies to you.
Right. They'll tell you if you get an abortion, you'll get breast cancer.
You're gonna get cancer,
right?
Cervical cancer. You can't have more children.
How is this legal? How is that legal?
They've tried. They've tried in these states, but the red evil legislature doesn't care. They've tried to say you can't. We want laws that says you can't lie to these women. Nope, sorry,
we got to have laws for that. I mean, that's just so easy.
They tried. Man. I don't. I think they actually might be still fighting some of these. But wasn't there a couple of states where they tried to get doctors to lie that in order that the abortion provider, an actual healthcare, a physician,
yeah,
would have to tell the woman you're going to get breast cancer
if you get an abortion,
right? You have an increased possibility, which is a 100% utter lie.
It is bullshit, sir.
There was some study or something, and that it was debunked. Here's Ben Carson speaking.
He's awake, guys. He's not napping.
And what has happened in our society is that even though we may believe that, the peer pressure to accept the culture of death surrounding the abortion mills has gotten to be so great that even when people disagree with it, they just keep silent.
Who that disagrees with abortion is keeping silent?
I don't know. I haven't had time to think of it. Think about it. I work at the abortion mill. I'm there all the time. Double shifts.
I'm going to skip a bit.
The abortion mill.
Get to the heinous part.
What does he mean? A Planned Parenthood?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
The abortion mill.
Any place that does abortion.
Where 3% of their budget goes to abortion and the rest goes to other shit. It's hardly a mill.
The principles of a living God. Ugh. Who understands that there is right and there is wrong.
Good.
And it's not just abortion, but there's so many things that have changed in our society as we have managed to push away our faith.
Oh, God.
What drivel.
Skipping.
And then from there on to New Haven, Connecticut, Yale University, another bastion of liberal Democrat, University of Michigan, and
skipping.
Of liberal Democratic thought.
Skipping.
Oh, wow. He's naming all these colleges where you know,
I did believe in choice.
Oh, here we go.
I said, I personally wouldn't agree with it, but anybody else.
He's saying that when he thought he was a liberal Democrat, he believed in choice. So that's he's talking about how he changed his mind.
Wouldn't agree with it, but anybody else can do what they want. I mean, why would I interfere with somebody else's choice? And that is until one day, I was thinking about slavery.
Okay,
I think we're about to hear some bullshit.
One day, I was thinking about slavery.
I got to tell you, when Ben Carson's winded up to his story, the bullshit detector goes off.
Oh, my God, you know I know.
It was until one day, I was thinking about slavery. And I was thinking about the abolitionist. And I said, what if the abolitionist had said,
oh, boy.
I don't believe in slavery, but anybody else can do whatever they want.
I mean, so he's equating.
I feel like he needs
a woman. I'm sorry. He's equating a woman who wants to get an abortion with a slave owner.
Someone needs to give him an award for that. I mean, that's rich. That's amazing.
Where would we be today?
Oh, fuck you.
Slavery was a moral issue.
Oh, yes.
And so is abortion. It's a moral issue that we're dealing with.
Oh, my God.
All the white people.
Who the fuck is clapping? Listen to that.
Well, it's an older crowd. They can't
get to. Listen to those sheep.
They can't get to.
They're so fucking dumb.
He also said earlier in this, I think I might have skipped it. Someone has tried to make this into an issue of women's rights.
Okay, it is.
And that's why I've gone in completely the opposite direction, feeling that we need to do everything we can do to preserve life. I remember.
Okay, I'm done. Anyway, he says, someone has tried to make this into an issue of women's rights. What about the baby? You know, it's one of the most sacred relationships in the universe.
Oh, in the universe.
A mother and that child inside of her.
Well, how do you know, though? In the universe, it could be between Martian and whatever Martian.
And what does sacred mean?
Day. Sacred means Jesus, stupid. Fuck you.
How have we become so distorted that we have managed to convince women that the baby inside of her is the enemy?
Oh, yes.
And that she has a right.
Nazi fetus. Right.
How did we convince her that she has rights?
Oh, yes.
Do what she wants.
Don't you know you're an incubator, stupid?
With a clump of cells.
And if you don't do what I want, I'm going to throw a shitload of rocks at you.
Right.
And put the hijab on. Yeah, I mean, what? Fuck everyone.
Right, the hijab. I mean,
wait. Is it hijab?
How far are we from that? What?
The burqa. The burqa is different than the hijab.
Yes.
Okay.
The hijab is just a head scarf that I believe they wear wrapped around that does show most of the face.
Oh, revealing.
I think the burqa is the one like the welder's mask where you just see their eyes because, you know. Men just can't control themselves. No. They feel the need to spray their semen all over a woman's face when they see it. So,
and that's the woman's fault.
It's her fault for looking so semen worthy.
Semen like? Man, that Ben Carson, is that the end of that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ben Carson.
He's awake. He's awake during that speech.
That's a rousing.
Good God. It's like he's sleepwalking. He's communicating the dumbest points ever, and he just couldn't take longer.
Right.
He says to the people that want women to have the right to choose what they want to do with their own fucking body, sees whatever's growing inside of them as the enemy. How about a clump of cells? What about that?
Right. Let's see. You want to talk about... this one's going to drive you crazy.
By the way, if Nancy Pelosi's listening, I want to thank you.
Did she email you?
Yes. Thank you so much for emailing me and reminding me that I need to give.
That they need money.
I just don't have anything to give you, Nancy. I'm very sorry. Good luck, though. Best of luck.
Grab some tampons for your ears, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to head to Outnumbered.
Oh, my God.
They were talking about... This one's really going to piss you off.
Okay.
And rightfully so. They were talking about... Girl Scouts? I don't know how they got to this, regardless.
Girl Scouts.
Right.
Okay.
There's a group of girls, I guess, in California who are fighting to join the Boy Scouts. You know, so this is driving them nuts.
Who cares? Join the Boy Scouts.
God forbid we're blurring the sex lines again. And
right.
It's the apocalypse and Jesus and stuff. so here on Outnumbered... four vaginas versus one penis.
Oh, my God. They're so upset.
They were... I don't even know who this is. His name is Tony Saye. Saeg.
I think he's a
Fox
dick.
News contributor.
Yeah, yeah. Resident cock.
And
he's resident cock and balls.
Also, speaking now will be Fox Business host Dagan McDowell.
Is he in the penis chair?
He's in the penis chair,
okay.
Yes. Dagan McDowell is the woman you'll be hearing in a moment.
Dagan McDowell, is she related to Annie McDowell?
And I don't know. Here is what they were talking about. Listen to where she goes with this. You're going to get pissed off.
Really? I hated it because my troop leader took me to hear Jimmy Carter speak. And I was like, this man is responsible for runaway inflation in this country. And I dropped out after that.
I hated Girl Scouts because they took us to see Jimmy Carter speak. And I was like, this man is responsible for runaway inflation in this country.
It's child abuse.
That's child abuse. That's brutal. That's child abuse.
Well, my parents took me to see Jimmy Carter speak. You know, I never really talked about it before, but I guess I was abused as a child.
Yes.
How could my mom and dad bring
me this? How traumatic for you.
It's child abuse.
And I hated it.
Really?
I hated it because my troop leader took me to hear Jimmy Carter speak. And I was like, this man is responsible for runaway inflation in this country.
Child abuse.
And I dropped out after that.
So you blame the entire Girl Scouts for Jimmy Carter?
Yeah. Or them taking
it. I don't know. Disagree. Listen, I'm on your side. I go with that too. I just wouldn't want to leave.
I'm on your side. That's vile hag,
yeah.
Andrea Tantaros.
Listen, they're all cracking each other up, too. That's the worst. They're all just laughing at each other's fucking drivel. The troop leader's taking you to see a president. You know.
Right.
It's not leave
the cookies, this is that's what
I'm,
all.
I'm like, we're spending money on me to go here. Jim
you don't have this. To leave the wow. cookies, but if the boys yeah. are doing more fun stuff, then the Girl Scout should be more common and say, you know what, look at Katniss Everdeen. Look at Merida from Brave. You know, look at these yeah. female superhero icons that we have.
Good God.
Katniss Everdeen.
Who is that?
From Hunger Games. Is the character from Hunger Games.
Is that the one that...
She's a superhero, Ryan.
Super.
Look at these examples we have doing fun shit.
Right. Is Katniss Jennifer Lawrence or whoever
yes.
the fuck?
Yeah.
Name is Katniss?
By the way, this is... who else would you go to for your latest political and news insight?
Right.
But Kennedy from VH1.
Oh, yes. Have you seen the first Hunger Games?
Yes.
Okay, I saw
it. And I saw the second one.
Oh, you saw the second one. What more? I get it. Here's what happens.
One's out on Amazon right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Here's what happens. A shitload of kids get put into a game where they all have to kill each other.
Right.
Why do we need three of those? We got it in the first one. I get it. It's horrible.
Right.
Is the second one any good? Are they good?
I mean, from an adventure standpoint, some of them are interesting, but, you know.
I like the first Hunger Games. I didn't hate them. I don't see a need for a sequel. What else happens?
It wasn't like Twilight where every moment was, plunge something into my eyeballs and into my ears.
How did those vampires have time to like bite people and feed on humans right. with all that waxing they have to do with their chest?
The fact that they can go out in the daytime and they all the only thing that happens is that they're a little shimmery.
Well, they're special. Oh yeah, they get shimmery.
Right, wasn't that it? They were shimmery in the daylight.
Yeah, those are the worst. Those fucking Twilight movies.
They're rough.
They're stupid.
It's not my favorite.
Imagine you make a movie and your vampires are a bunch of douchebags. How does that happen? Right. Do you remember Lost Boys?
And don't forget your
those are cool vampires.
Werewolves are a little douchey too.
No, well, they're very douchey. The best werewolf was Teen Wolf.
The one that's on TV with all the shirtless young boys running around.
How do you have hairless werewolves? Explain that.
Right.
The best werewolf was Jason Bateman, Teen Wolf 2.
Oh my God, Teen Wolf 2. Oh my God, it's fresh off the presses here. Okay.
Oh, shit.
On the 5 today.
Oh, God. You're playing two Fox shows back to back.
Two Foxes back to back.
It's child abuse. Taking your kids to see Jimmy.
Well, now.
Fuck off.
They're pissed off.
Fucking dick.
On the 5 about John Oliver.
No, no.
Because John Oliver had the nerve to call out Americans on the quote ugly reaction to refugees.
Well, you know, that show is fucking awesome. I only see clips of it on YouTube and stuff, but damn, that show's awesome.
Oh, on John Oliver's?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. He's always good.
Well, on the Five.
Yes.
Inexplicably, they have Jesse Waters.
Oh, God.
The toady, O'Reilly's toady.
Yay.
Who, meanwhile, O'Reilly, by the way, interesting, for 5 seconds, O'Reilly was interviewing Trump last night.
Okay.
The other night. And for about 5 seconds, he almost challenged Trump with a challenging question.
Yes.
He asked him about, he was like, look, come on, you can't do that, you know, or whatever. And Trump was like, no, you can't.
You think that was theater?
What do you mean?
Well, do you think it was bullshit? Because they're friends. Bill O'Reilly and Trump, they're buddies. Do you think it was for show? To show Bill O'Reilly as being impartial?
Yeah. I think. Oh, yeah. You know, fair, I mean, and balanced.
Come on.
But then after that, he said, he went right into, come on, I got your back. I got your back, Donald. I got your back, Donald. Don't worry.
Don't worry, you rich 1%er asshole. I got your back.
Yeah, we got your back.
All the white people, they have each other's back. How wonderful.
Here's...
I got your back.
Fox Twunt, Jesse Waters.
Hello, Twunt.
Taking on John Oliver, because John Oliver is evil.
Yeah, he's taking on John Oliver. Equal talents, right?
Oh, my God.
Why did John Oliver...
Can you
imagine
the two of them having a debate or a discussion?
No, I cannot.
Yeah, well, you're a dumb Brit. Your accent's funny. Your teeth are bad.
I don't think...
That's Jesse Waters.
Oh, absolutely. I just don't know... I don't even know John Oliver could stand to be in this douchebag's presence.
Oh, God. Could any of us?
No.
Here we go. Fox, the Five. Sorry.
Americans on both sides of the aisle are raising alarms about taking in thousands of Syrian refugees without being able to properly vet them all. British TV host John Oliver delivered a diatribe to counter those concerns, making a bizarre connection to pilgrims.
Every generation has had its own ugly reaction to refugees, whether they are the Irish, the Vietnamese, the Cubans, or the Haitians. And those fears have been broadly unfounded. In fact, there was only one time in American history when the fear of refugees wiping everyone out did actually come true, and we'll all be sitting around a table celebrating it on Thursday.
It's a joke. He's talking about, yeah, the refugees that came in and wiped out everyone.
Right.
Was the asshole white people from Europe. Well.
Oh, geez.
Ryan, how dare.
Well, listen, we can't have a white person be the butt of a joke.
And how dare John Oliver challenge the pristine pilgrims.
Oh, wow.
Who came and brought Jesus to those savages.
That's our heritage, you English asshole.
Listen to this jizz-stained Jesse Waters and his commentary on this.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I think Oliver should be thanking the pilgrims, because without the pilgrims bringing religious freedom here, we wouldn't bring in all these Muslims, right?
Right? Right? Right?
What does he mean?
If Oliver should be thanking the pilgrims, because without the pilgrims bringing religious... Meanwhile, the pilgrims didn't want religious freedom.
Right.
The pilgrims wanted pilgrimitude here.
Didn't they lock people in the stocks in the city square for...
They didn't want religious freedom.
No.
And, you know, it's also funny. First, the refugees, they compare them to orphans. Then the refugees.
Well, some of them might be.
They're tourists. And now they're just little old pilgrims. Why even vet them? They seem so safe.
It is always interesting to listen to a condescending British person tell you about colonialism, because the British were so much better at colonialism than the pilgrims.
What the fuck is this? Doesn't. Listen, people are going to make fun of us because we're afraid of children. We're afraid of these refugees, and it's fucked
that
up.
That was Dana Perino, who, I mean, is just a vile creature also. But she's the one with the brains. I mean, at least she sounds like she is a little bit more intellectual than Jesse Waters. Right? When they came over, I think he should for religious freedom, right? Right?
The xenophobia is insane. We don't know. They aren't properly vetted. We don't know about these Syrian refugees. We don't know what they could do. They're starving,
they
displaced people.
They seem so
people.
Nice, right? They seem so nice. Why even vet them? Meanwhile, they ignore the fact that this is the most vetted and scrutinized group of humans that we allow into this country are refugees.
By the way,
2 years.
George Bush wants them to prove that they're Christian.
Right.
Nuts.
Jeb,
sorry.
George might not. We played the clips yesterday of George Bush speaking wisdom about Muslims.
Oh, yeah.
Saying we're not at war with Islam. We're at war with asshole terrorists who are bastardizing.
You found the
religion.
One nice clip.
Well, there's some
of
W. He's got some good clips.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. How about that clip of him reading the books to the school kids about a goat? Was the book about a goat?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
That was our president.
What a creep.
Gassy as balls.
That was our president. What is this?
I feel fingers.
Oh, yes. Is that Ben Carson?
Ben Carson.
You can always feel those
rat
fingers.
Bastards.
Glenn Beck. So there you go. A little bit of Fox for your ear holes.
It's insane.
Oh, it's so condescending. I love when a condescending British person tells us about colonialism.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, Jesse Waters is like, I like colonialism, but you said colon.
dude, did you see that story about the pervy methy dentist in New York that got busted?
No.
It's insane. I saw it on the Daily Beast. Shit, I got to open up this thing. But I put it on Facebook. It'll show up tomorrow. It's nuts. Some widely respected dentist in New York got busted with child porn.
Oh, boy.
Selling meth. He goes to orgies.
Damn.
And have sex with animals.
Oh, I did see that.
Did you see that?
I saw that. Something.
It's
headline
a Yelp
about
review. There's
bestiality.
Some...
Yeah.
Oh, God. I got to find it now.
Yeah, I did see the headline, I think, of that. Just heinous. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving. Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. All the other great stuff here on the network. I do want to take a second before you
do
that.
Go ahead.
Tonight, a celebration.
Yes.
And we would like to say congratulations to the Hollywood Hick.
Congrats, Brent.
For his 100th episode
That's
tonight.
That's awesome.
Drop it for your ear holes. It'll be at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. out of the Eastern Type Coast. Brent's 100th episode here on the Crab Diving Network.
You must listen. He's hilarious. Oh, yeah. So listen to this headline on the Daily Beast. This is fucking nuts. Popular New York City dentist booked on child porn and meth charges.
Oh, geez.
But Dr. John Wolf, also a former AIDS activist, also allegedly intentionally spread HIV and had a taste for bestiality-fueled underground Brooklyn orgies. It's the last Yelp review any respectable business would want shared online.
Right.
Listen to this. Filthy, disgusting.
Wait, this was a Yelp review?
Yeah, HIV positive and intentionally infecting others, having sex with animals, possession of child porn, meth user, ... I pray you get yours in prison.
Yeah, I would, I guess they gave 1 star, right?
I don't know.
For that? Can you give 0 stars?
Well, how do you repair your reputation?
I think that's you might need to seek an internet expert
in
reputation repair for that.
It's definitely one of the less shocking, less illegal things that Dennis has allegedly been up to. Oh, wait, whatever. When you get to the end of this long list of absolutely horrifying and appalling accusations, it's flooring to realize that being actively involved in underground sex parties at various locations in New York City's, including in Brooklyn, where participants would engage in sexual intercourse with animals. It's definitely one of the less shocking illegal things Dennis was up to. But that was not the worst thing. He was having these parties fucking sheep. Yeah, that's not the craziest.
Dang. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A little bestiality story for you as we wrap up here.
Perfect.
On Crab Diving. Don't forget, we're going to be back
tomorrow, hump day, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Time Coast. Thanks for listening to us here. Don't forget Hollywood Hick tonight, 7 p.m. All the other stuff here on the network, 24/7 for your ear holes. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com to download whatever you like.
Bookmark our site.
Don't forget Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Follow him on the Twitter at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow. More, probably more of this bullshit from the right.
Bye-bye.
It's a never-ending font.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.